Unit 7.
Part 1. Warm up.
Dialogue 1. This is a nice set of wheels. How much did the dealer charge you for this?
A lot. I probably got to moonlight for the rest of my life, but so what? It's worth it. Come on, get in. Let's take a drive.
Okay then, let's go fast. Whoa, this thing can really accelerate fast.
Check out what happens when I put on the brakes suddenly. It can stop quickly.
Hey, just watch out for cops or you're going to end up in the slammer. You know, you tend to go fast.
Yes, I know it. I went through my last set of tires fast. I even had 3 flat tires in 2 weeks.
Now watch, some guys probably run a light and hit your car.
Cut it out, would you?
Dialogue 2.
You should have seen the line at the housing office. It took me an hour to make my dormitory deposit for next year. Have you made yours yet?
No, I'm not sure I'm going to.
Why not? There's not much time left. Are you short of cash?
No, thanks. I'm okay.
You'd better hurry up if you want a dorm room next September.
Well, actually, I am thinking about living off campus.
Do you have any idea how much that would cost?
I know it would be more expensive. I think I could handle it, though. It's that this dorm is so noisy that I can't get anything done.
You should study in the library the way I do. Think of the money you'd save.
I've got to think it over some more.
I hope you will have second thoughts.
Dialogue 3.
God, I didn't realize. I didn't know.
Who you were with? I didn't know whom you were with.
Excuse me?
Sorry, it's from The Godfather. It's when the movie producer realizes Tom Higgins had emissary of Vito Corleone. It's just before the horse's head ends up in the bed with all the bloody sheets. You know, wakes up and... Ah! Never mind.
You were spying on me, weren't you? You probably rented those children.
Why would I spy on you?
Because I am your competition, which you know perfectly well, or you would not put up that sign just around the corner.
The entrance to our store is around the corner, and there's no other way of saying that. It's not the name of our store. It's where it is. And you do not own the phrase, around the corner.
What is that? What are you doing? You're taking all the caviar. That caviar is a garnish.
Look, the reason I came into your store was because I was spending the day with Annabelle and Matt. And I was buying them presents. I'm the type of guy who likes to buy his way into the hearts of children who are his relatives. And there's only one place to find a children's book in the neighborhood. That will not always be the case. And it was yours. And it was a charming little bookstore. You probably sell, what, 350,000 worth of books in a year? And it is a charming little bookstore.
Part 2. Small Talk.
Small Talk 1.
So, do you think I can take it?
I'd stay over there if I were in your shoes.
I know, but things are getting a bit out of hand and I just can't do nothing.
See your problem? You get so restless when it's time to calm down.
You're right.
Small Talk 2. I'd like to ask whether it is correct to partake in the firm's insurance plan.
If you want my advice, you won't invite yourself any risk.
But people keep talking about the benefits from the plan. Small Talk 3.
I've got this really neat idea. You can hire a car and drive straight there.
Are you nuts? What would my friends think if they see me in a hired car?
But that's the quickest way to make your plans work.
Oh, this is hard. Well, I'll see what I can do. Small Talk 4.
Don't you think it would be an idea to name the ship Dolphin?
All right, if that would make you happy.
So you've got something on your mind, I guess.
Well, nothing really serious. Small Talk 5.
Help me sort out my problem, will you?
Okay, but I think you should keep an eye on your plan, if you see what I mean.
I know it's so costly, but...
No buts. The thing is to cut down your expenses, Judy.